Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, Mark, I've been saying for years that Ping help you play your best, because that is exactly what they've done for me throughout my entire career. And now I've been having a look at the new Blueprint S and T irons, and boy, they are impressive. So much so that I've got the new Blueprint S irons in my bag at the moment.
So what do you like about them so much? I mean, I've never seen you this excited about a golf club.
Well, I could go through the specs, which are exceptional, but I won't. I will say, though, that if you're looking for more ball speed, and if you want to lower your scores, if you want to mix and match and still look great, you should check them out. Because the new Blueprint S and T irons, they are definitely worth a look.
Nice.
Just book in with your local golf shop or professional to arrange a Ping club fitting.
Well, it's Talk Birdie to me. We love a bonus podcast. And here's another one. Massive thanks to our mates at the Golf Clearance Outlet who beat everyone's prices, and Ping, who, like they've done for Nick O'Hearn, they'll help you play your best. And the Watch My Numbers app. Play smarter and use your data. Now, a bonus episode of Talk Birdie to Me. Here's Nick O'Hearn and Mark Allen.
So, Nick, a little bit of bonus pod for Talk Birdie to Me this week. It's Hannah Gregg. I've been watching Hannah Gregg because of your interest, and you showed me her on the internet, which is, she's very good, very talented. Some of the stuff she does is quite funny.
Very, very good. Yeah, I connected with her a few years ago while I was living in the US with regards to a golf company over there, and she's very much intertwined with a variety of golf companies, but she's trying to forge her way on the pro circuit herself. Just got a card in the Ladies European Tour, so she was down in Australia recently.
Did she play the sand greens?
She played the sand greens, and she'd never done that before.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get her on.
All right.
Hang on. Hang on. Here we go. Okay.
Hello.
Is that Hannah Gregg?
Yep, that's me.
Well, welcome to Talk Birdie to Me. My name's Mark Allen. I've got Nick O'Hearn across the desk. How'd you find Australia? You recently got your card in the LET Tour, and you came down and played a few of our tournaments.
Yeah. I actually played on the Epson Tour. Last year I had almost full cards, so I played basically a full season, and then a couple of years before I've had conditional. So I've played in the U.S. Since about 2021, but I lost my card on Epson, and then I went back to Q School to try and get it back, and I missed getting my card by two shots. And I was like, it was kind of one of those things where I missed my card, but I didn't feel like I was playing bad. So kind of went back to the drawing board and was like, okay, what exactly is going on here? And my fiance was like, I think that you should play LETQ school. It's in December. You've got a couple months to get ready. I don't think you're playing bad. Like, just do it and see what happens. And we ended up making it through first stage. We made a long putt for birdie to get through first stage and get to final. And I earned my LET card. And so that got me status for my first time ever on the Ladies European Tour.
Fabulous.
And so this is my first season ever playing on that tour, but I ended up getting invites to play in the two Australia events, which was huge for me because I need to get reshuffled to earn better status. So early starts in the season were awesome, and those ended up being Australia.
Oh, that's fantastic, Hannah. And it's amazing as a young professional starting out. I was in a very similar boat to yourself. And I've always said to people, especially Australians, but more so I think for some of the American players, go to Europe first. Get out of your country, experience something completely different. Obviously, the most famous golfer to do that from America was Brooks Koepka.
Yep.
And look what he's done, obviously, over the years. But we connected several years ago when I was living in the US working with a golf app company called D3. But you've been very prolific on social media, which is fantastic. I've sort of followed your professional career as it's been progressing, and you're slowly working your way up through the ranks. I did notice through COVID you took a bit of a hit there, didn't it? Where there was really nothing to play in the US, was there? Because all the mini tours had kind of stopped.
Yeah, kind of everything stopped. That was the year I turned pro, which I say that because I was like, hello, I have turned pro. You kind of just like, you know, announce it. But I didn't play a single professional event because there was just nothing to play in. So my first actual season with like going to Q school and having status was 21. But yeah, my intention was to turn pro in COVID and everything just kind of went out the window.
So you came down here to Australia. You've visited some of the Sandbelt courses. I actually saw you up at Cathedral because you were out there having a game. Now tell us, honestly, what do you think of Australian golf courses and how do you rate them?
Oh my gosh. Frederick, my fiance, and I both really fell in love with Australian golf in general, but the Sandbelt was like another level. We were very spoiled with the lineup of courses that we got to play. So we started out with Kingston Heath, which starting very strong, I think. We were super impressed.
That's Mark's home course. So
yeah, I absolutely loved it. Yeah, it was. So that was the top one that I was most excited to play. And it's definitely tied for first for me in the Sandbelt in my rankings. And then we went to Cathedral and Peninsula Kingswood, which I thought were both amazing. And we wrapped up with Royal Melbourne. So we had quite the lineup. I think for me, my top two are Kingston Heath and Peninsula Kingswood. I played really, really well at Kingston Heath. It fit my game really nicely. And Peninsula Kingswood was kind of the opposite. I got my butt kicked all 18 of those holes. Super, super firm greens, really long. It was windy. So I think I shot like 4 over par or 5 over par, and I still was like, I would come back here every day. So yeah, those are my top two.
So we're very proud of the Sandbelt in this country, Hannah. We're very proud, and we love the way that our golf courses play and also the way they present. But how would you explain that to your American friends? How do you explain Sandbelt golf to your friends in America?
I mean, the trademark of it when I explain it to people is how concrete the greens are, right? I kind of explained it to them as like Lynx golf, but with the firmest rock hard greens you've ever seen and then not always water. So that's probably the closest thing we have here in the US would be like a Lynxy course that has brand new greens or something. You really don't get greens that firm, especially not in tournament play, in the ones that I'm usually playing in. Most of these are old country clubs that have very soft surfaces, and then they tend to make them play a little longer, so we have hybrids in and all that stuff. So Sandbelt golf was definitely a new experience, but I love a challenge. It was really, really fun. It showed me some different shots in my game that I maybe needed to work on or needed to have, and I thought it was really fun.
And then going to the complete opposite end of the spectrum, I believe you played on the sand greens at the Walker Country Club. Is that correct? How was your first experience on sand greens?
Yeah, I went from the Sandbelt to sand greens. So super similar. Just kidding. Well, so I would say the firmness of the greens was pretty similar. The only difference is that the Sandbelt has grass. But it was honestly really, really cool. I didn't know what to expect at all. I was playing in the first ever world championship of sand greens. And I had never encountered it before. It was really cool how they explained to us that it's kind of like a cultural thing in Australia. It's way more common there than it is in the US. I know we have a few of them here, but way, way more prominent in Australia. And I honestly, after the pro-am, after putting on them for 18 holes, I felt like I kind of got the hang of it, but I am very glad that that tournament was at the end of my trip, not right before my least European tour events, because my speed would have been absolutely all over the place.
Hey, Hannah, I'm really interested to know about your following on social media. I like what you do. You know, I've had a bit of a look. I reckon you've kind of got some Seinfeld humor style tweets and posts that I like. You know, have you ever noticed sort of stuff? Has it helped your game? I mean, I know that sounds like a really strange question, but to get such a big following, has that been, you know, in a weird way, wonderful support for what you do?
Yeah, thank you. It's been both. So it's been huge for me, and having a social media following gives me something that I can negotiate with brands and sponsors to say, hey, you know, I have this audience. So if you're you know, looking to sponsor a golfer and you're looking at two girls who have similar skill, but one of them has a big social media following, it gives me a bit of an edge, I think. And I also think it's given me kind of an advantage in that starting out as a pro, I'm already used to managing, you know, social media and media in general and doing these appearances and these photo shoots. There's not really anything that's going to be new to me once I make it to the big tour. So I think that's been a huge advantage. I'm pretty comfortable doing all of that stuff now. I'm comfortable on camera. I think that's helped me a lot. And it has been really, really cool to grow a community like that of people who truly care what I shoot and where I'm going. It's kind of funny. I get confused a lot for Hannah Green. So it's every time she wins a tournament, I get all these like congratulations messages. And I'm like, I didn't win a major yet, but like maybe soon.
I just own it.
So yeah, it's been really, really fun. I have a lot of, I actually also met Greg Chalmers through social media, and he actually got me a host family for my first LET event over at Magenta Shores. So yeah, the community that I've built on there has become, it's like a little family now. Mm. It's really cool.
Yeah, and the other thing, I guess, when you came down to Australia, we have to say congratulations because it was your boyfriend at the time, Frederick Lindblom. Is that how you say it, Lindblom?
Yeah, that's perfect.
You guys got engaged down here. And how did all that pan out?
Yeah, it was perfect. Do you want to explain it?
Do you want me to explain this?
Yeah. Oh, Fred's with you.
Yeah, come on, Frederick. You explain how to go down, Frederick.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it was about time. Yeah,
it was his idea, you know.
We've dated been together for 6 years, so it was definitely about time. And I had it all planned out. I was supposed to do it down in Melbourne, but then we got invited to all of these unbelievable courses, so there was no time. So I was panicking a little bit, because I was carrying around this big ring that I didn't want her to find, obviously. And she was wondering why I was carrying this backpack with me everywhere. And I was like, oh, it's because of my computer. Yeah. But then luckily, Adam, who's one of the owners of Tour Tea, that little plastic tea, we stayed with him and he told me, I asked him about potential locations, and he told me about Palm Beach.
Oh, yeah.
And that the sun's rises there are absolutely gorgeous. And Hannah just made the cut, her first cut at the European Tour, played great there at the first tournament, so everyone were happy. You know, we're both golfers, so we understand the moods, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
There's, if she would have missed the cut, I would not have proposed a couple days after, but everything worked out great, and I had hired this photographer that was hiding in the bushes, and he took some incredible photos. So it turned out great. So it was fantastic. We had an unbelievable trip up to that point, and it was perfect, I think.
Hey, Hannah, while Frederick's right there, and him being a golfer as well, how much help has he been in you overcoming what is professional golf and trying to get your game moving in the right direction?
Oh my gosh. I say it all the time that Fred is the biggest advantage that I have over other girls, because Fred played professionally for 5 years, I think, before we started dating. So he had gone through everything that I was about to go through, and he had so much great advice and just like I call them cheat codes or like hacks, because he showed me so many things that I would have had to figure out on my own and make so many mistakes. So I really do think he's a huge part of why I've been able to improve as quickly as I have. I was not like a accomplished amateur player. I played at a Division I school, but I transferred from a D2. I picked up golf very late. So I really do feel like having someone like him with me all the time has raised my golf IQ super quickly.
And you guys, I think you're co-founders of Short Game Gains. Mark and I are really interested in the short game and helping young tour pros and elite level golfers as well as the average golfer out there, I guess you could say. But can you tell us a little bit about the Short Game Gains that you've been working on?
Yeah, so Hannah and I, we have always promoted and represented different brands through our social media, and I remember it was one of my friends who started a CBD company when CBD was the biggest hype ever. And that was the first time we really got good data on our power of influence, or does anyone actually buy stuff that we promote if we say it's good? And we, yeah, in 3 months, we had sold for almost $60,000.
Holy dolly.
But that's when we realized that, like, maybe we should kind of start our own thing and promote our own company instead of, you know, partners or brand partnerships. And I've coached a lot of professionals in short game. I see, you know, what the best players use on a daily basis on the putting greens. And then I go and look at country clubs, right? And you never see a putting mirror. You never see a gate. You never see all the stuff that good players use to improve, even though the amateurs probably, you know, they should use it more even than the pros. So we had a couple of, you know, we didn't reinvent the wheel. We just tried to source product that we knew the best players were using. That's kind of how Short Game started. And now we have constantly tried to just improve the products. Our new putting mirrors, for example, now are made out of stainless steel. So, you know, the common issue with putting mirrors is that they either bend or break when they're made out of plastic. So we're trying to make the best stuff out there now when the brand has grown, and we pretty much reinvest all the money we're making into making the products better.
Clever. I like what you're doing, you guys. Now, Hannah, we do things 9 holes at a time here at Talk Birdie to Me. On the 10th tee, I want you to tell me about this running with a snake you had at Peninsula Kingswood. We're very interested how you went.
Oh, my God. Ugh.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Now, if you haven't checked out the Golf Clearance Outlet, then you, I can guarantee you this, are missing out. And if you have, well, you know what we're talking about. Great time to drop in, because with all the new equipment released in January, good old Sam at the Golf Clearance Outlet is licking his lips, because the stores are chock full of 2023 branded clearance product. And you know, that was a hell of a year for golf equipment, Nick.
You're spot on there, Mark. There's heaps of gear for righties, of course, but as you know, I am a lefty, so there's a heap of gear for lefties as well, and plenty for both men and women. And if you're after a great Prezi idea, you can get gift cards in-store or online.
So if you're looking for great golf gear and great prices, the Golf Clearance Outlet needs to be in your plans to go and check it out. See the team in-store at Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane and Perth, or online, golfclearanceoutlet.com.au. It's that simple, Nick.
Can't wait.
Hang on, Nick. I thought you were righty putting now.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
Hey, Nick, I know you've heard of the Watch My Numbers app. It is brand new, and it is going to dominate the golf app scene for a long, long time. If you want to improve your game, you need to know the areas you're doing well in and where you need to improve. And this app will tell you exactly that, Nick.
Yeah, you're spot on, Mark. It's the most powerful database golf app in the world, and it helps analyze and improve your game like never before, because it uses real-time data from your rounds and highlights the areas of your game that you want to look at.
You get actionable and usable info in minutes, not hours. That's really important. It's easy to use. You can set up your profile very quickly. I've done mine. And start accessing data and subscriber-only content straight away.
Hmm. Who's it aimed at?
Well, it's aimed at people who want to improve their game. It's for all levels of every golfer out there. Particularly powerful if you're a mid to low handicapper. But it's great for the elite level and pros as well.
So elite and pros as well. I like that.
Watch My Numbers, download it from the App Store and turn your bogeys in the birdies.
Hey, Thanks for listening to Talk Birdie to Me. And if you're up for it, we'd love you to subscribe, rate and share the podcast wherever you listen. And thanks to our great partners who make the show possible, Ping, they'll help you play your best. Watch My Numbers, the most powerful database golf app in the world. And the Golf Clearance Outlet, they beat everyone's prices. Now, back to Nick O'Hearn and Mark Allen.
So Mark Allen and Nick O'Hearn here with Hannah Gregg, and you might be able to hear Frederick in the background, Hannah's boyfriend. They're now engaged, of course,
yes.
And they're selling some good gear in the short game. We'll give you details of where you can buy one of those kits very, very soon. We mentioned the snake at Peninsula Kingswood. Now, I'm not sure whether you guys know, but I think of the top 10 most poisonous snakes in the world, Australia's got the top 9. So they can be pretty deadly sort of characters. What happened?
Yeah, you guys are crushing it with things that will kill you if you just accidentally walk next to them.
Yeah, that's right.
We were playing Peninsula Kingswood, and they tell you, you know, it's like a newly redone golf course. Don't go in the tall grass. There's these tiger snakes. Hmm. And we were like, whatever that means, Tiger Woods snake sounds pretty cool. We want to see it, whatever. And they're like, no, you don't want to see it. And we're like, what do you mean? And they're like, just so you know, it's like the fourth most venomous snake in the world. And we're like, what? I think when we walked up to the golf cart and we saw a little backpack with snake first aid kit or something on every single cart, we were like, oh, are we going to die today? So we got to, like, we teed off on 10 and we were driving up the fairway and we saw this fat unit of a snake. I mean, this was not like a skinny little guy, and he was not scared. He was not scared of us at all. He did not plan on moving. We drove by as fast as we could, got away very quickly.
To be fair, that's not even the best snake story we have.
That's true.
Go on. Please continue.
Yeah, actually, this one is pretty funny. We were playing the first LET event at Magenta Shores, and we heard rumblings. Everyone was like, hey, just be careful if you go to the bathroom on 14. And we were like, whatever, okay, we'll be careful because it's kind of out in the bush. And we get there, and I go into the bathroom and look up just at the ceiling, and there's like snake skin in the ceiling. And I'm like, what is that? And I grab Fred and I say, you need to come in here with me because I don't know what that is. And he looks up, and sure enough, there's a fat python, probably like 5 or 6 feet in the ceiling.
And it's fat.
Like really thick in the ceiling of the bathroom. So I'm like, Fred, here's what we're going to do. You're going to turn around and stare at that snake. And I'm going to do this as fast as I can, and we are going to get out of here. And I'm playing good at this point, so I'm like, I have to do this. Like, I can't just hold it. We have to get in there and do it. So Fred is such a trooper. He went in there and just kept an eye on this snake for me. And then I did what I needed to do, got out of there. And Fred thought he was being really nice, and he goes up to a rules official, and he's like, hey, don't let any other girls use that restroom. There's a huge snake hanging in the ceiling. And they go, oh yeah, he lives there. He actually has a girlfriend in there too. They love it in there. And Fred's like, evict them. They don't, like, why are they there? So yeah, it was pretty funny. It was definitely something I won't forget.
Yeah, welcome to Australia, in other words. And then we've got the spiders. What else we got?
Great sharks. White sharks.
Yeah, the box jellyfish.
Crocodiles.
Blue-ringed octopus.
That's the one.
Yeah, they're no good.
There are a few things that can get you down in this country, but don't worry, the snakes are probably the only ones you're going to see on the golf course. So.
Great.
Now, you're based in Phoenix, Arizona at the Whirlwind Golf Club. I've actually been there. I did a couple of days there with Washington State University a few years back.
What are you doing? Short game?
A bit of everything.
Cool.
Yeah, no, they've got a really good program, and I love Whirlwind. It was a lot of fun. But what's next for you? Obviously, a lot of travel with the Ladies European Tour. Are you going to base yourself somewhere in Europe or London, or just do everything from the US?
Yeah, so luckily I have a fiancé who's European, Fred's Swedish, so that his whole family still lives there, and they've really kindly let me kind of stay there in the summers when I've had tournaments to play over there.
Let you?
Yeah.
They beg you to come.
They're the best. So they're kind of going to be my home base for the summer months once the tour gets over there. It's not quite warm enough yet for the tour to be in Europe, so they're in South Africa right now, but it should be like end of May, early June. I think they start going into Europe. Like, I think the first one is France. Mm. So fingers crossed for me. I did make the cut in my first event, and the second LET event got canceled. So I should reshuffle quite a bit, and I'm hoping to get into more events after the first reshuffle, which would be the Scandinavian events. So that could work out really, really nicely. So I'm just going to keep grinding until end of May, stay ready for when the opportunity comes, and just keep working at it.
Well, Hannah and Frederick, thanks for coming on the program. We appreciate it. We're both admirers of how you've got your professional career up and going. It's unusual, but it's brave and adventurous, and all those wonderful things that you need to be as a professional golfer. So as we let you go, I imagine we can just look you up on any of the social media platforms, and our guys can follow you. So if they just simply look up Hannah Gregg, they'll find you everywhere.
We'll link in the show notes.
Okay, we'll do that as well.
Yeah, beautiful. Perfect.
Good on you, Hannah. Good luck with 2024.
Thanks, Hannah. Thanks, Fred.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us.
Yes. All the best this season. We're going to keep a close eye on how you go. Cheers.
Thanks for being part of Talk Birdie to Me with Nick O'Hearn and Mark Allen. And if you want to be part of the show, drop us a message or comment on the socials. Or you can send an email or leave a voicemail at talkbirdietome.com.au. Thanks to the great team at Ping, they're the best in the business and they'll help you play your best. And the Golf Clearance Outlet. If you're after top quality at prices you won't beat, check them out. golfclearanceoutlet.com.au. Talk Birdie to Me's executive producer is Dan Bradley at Kaizen Media. Sound design, Daryl Misson at loudzebra.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode, and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.